We Talk Wrestling is now proudly presented by Geek Nation Tours. Check out the Geek Nation Tours New York Comic Con package, combining all the excitement of the convention with a tour of the city and the coolest sights for the superhero fan. You'll recognize locations from films and books and visit geek culture sites like Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. The time of the geek is at hand. Geek Nation Tours provides fun and unique vacation packages featuring themes such as the Civil War, Harry Potter, board games and beer, sports geeks, in locations such as Germany, Japan, England, and all over America. Visit geeknationtours.com and get your geek on.
Let me introduce you to these fellows to the north. One name is Addy, the other is Mo. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Remember that, please, fellows to the north. They're gonna talk wrestling. They're gonna make some jokes. Remember, Addy's a dick, Mo's just fat. Addy's a dick and Mo's just fat. Let's talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling. We talk wrestling.
Hey yo, and here we go with another edition of We Talk Wrestling with Addy and Mo. Hey yo, I'm Addy.
Hey yo, I'm Mo.
Hi Mo, you're going really fast.
We got a lot to get to.
I know, but you can't go fast. We're on the road to WrestleMania, and I know you want to get there.
That's a fast lane to WrestleMania.
You can't get fast because in the way is a roadblock. So don't go.
I see what you did there.
You see what I did there? Yes. That's clever. That's what that is. That's fucking clever. How do these guys... you know what? There's a reason these guys get paid what they get paid. Is to come up with shit like that.
Yeah, that's... Well,
and when I say shit like that, I mean shit.
I don't know, though. I mean, here we get in a three-hour event. We don't know, like, there's not enough matches to fill 3 hours yet. But,
what? But it's a New Day, it's a New Day League of Nations Iron Man match.
I hope so.
Yeah.
But we got 3 hours, but I mean, for it's like another pay-per-view. This, you know how, like, they'll say, like Royal Rumble, they were like, order the Royal Rumble exclusively
on the World Wrestling Federation Network, yes.
Except that it's not.
No.
It's still available on pay-per-view.
Yes.
But this is actually exclusive. This, they can actually say that.
Yes.
And as a network subscriber,
yes.
I say, if you do these all the time, this is great. Just stop making Raw. That would be even better.
See, that's a win.
Yeah.
Right there. That's a win.
That's a win. Though this last Raw was pretty decent.
So, rather than building upon the legacy of one of the greatest franchises in World Wrestling Federation history.
Mm-hmm.
Rather than, because it's in Toronto, yes?
Yes.
And when is it?
This Saturday.
What date?
March 12th.
But is it, what time does the show start?
6 p.m.
Okay, at night.
Our time.
8 okay.
p.m. there.
Right, okay. So it's on Saturday.
Uh-huh.
It's at night.
Yeah.
And they're culminating to a big match there. It would be in the, what's that?
Saturday Night Main Event?
Main Event!
Oh!
Holy fuck!
Oh.
If only they had that already. That they could use to build that fucking brand. Instead, we have an ex-WCW jobber.
Mm-hmm.
Who's doing a squat in, I assume.
Yeah.
But fuck, like, that was my first thought. It's like, this thing's on a Saturday night.
Let me see now. maybe that brand is considered dead because the last few times they did it on NBC.
Yeah.
It didn't exactly draw well.
No, it didn't. But you know what?
Because
you got a fucking network with other fucking Saturday night's main events on there. Go watch that shit. I'm just saying, you have it, use it. Roadblock is a retarded name.
I'll agree with that, yeah.
And so I was just offering a better alternative that, by the way, was the first fucking thing that came to my mind.
Okay.
And I'm not even in the company.
No.
Fucking idiot. Let alone the person that goddamn created it.
Yeah. Who is that?
You fucking asshole.
All right. Other than that, let's look at the matches.
Okay.
It's fairly intriguing what they got here.
I'm probably
about as excited for this as WrestleMania. Certainly they've been promoting it as much. It's really weird that you're this far out from WrestleMania and the guy who's in your main event
has not been on television.
And won't be. Yeah.
Well, they finally figured that out. TV doesn't get people over. So we want this guy over for Mania.
That's true.
But,
yes. Anyways, let's look at the card.
What did he get? He fought, he got surgery, right?
Yeah, and it is.
Yeah. Was? He got a
nasal septum.
Something about, like that, he was hanging out with Stardust, was it?
Yeah.
Oh, no, he got a nose job.
No, I think it was he was hanging out with Bastion Booger.
Was he was hanging, so he got a nose job.
Well,
not a hand job.
Not a hand job. No, a nose. No, I don't think he got, it was him and Bastion Booger, there was that nose candy.
Oh, yes, the nose candy that Robert Flores enjoys.
Yeah.
Not that nose candy, kids.
What?
What? Jesus.
So anyways, all of this would make more sense if you had just been with us when we watched
Edge and Christian, yes.
Right before coming to record.
They weren't.
And if you haven't, it's getting better.
It's definitely better. This was the best one. You know what? I'm saying every week, this is the best one yet.
Yeah, that's true.
So that's a good sign.
This one had one incredible laugh.
Yeah.
Actually, it had more than one good laugh, but it had one, like, just
hilarious.
Yeah. Hilarious. You can't believe they said that and went there, and it was so funny.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
All right.
They had a few. Yeah, they had quite a few, actually. Yeah, I keep thinking of them in my head.
Yeah. All right, so let's look at the card.
So then we have the New Day, the World Wrestling Federation Tag Team Champions, against Sheamus and Wade Barrett of the League of Nations.
Okay. Are you sure it's going to be those two?
Yes, that's what's been announced anyway.
Oh.
So,
What does that mean?
They stick to their guns.
Oh, yeah. No.
It's Mania season, baby.
You know what else they announced? Sheamus versus
Roman Reigns.
And now Sheamus is in this match instead.
Yeah. Oh, I know. That could change. It doesn't fucking matter, to be honest. It really...
All right. It will make sense when this match is to help turn the New Day babyface.
So you think they're going to do that?
And, yeah, and they're gonna turn them. Right. Yeah. So this is part one of that step of their turn, and it's Barrett taking the loss and the other three members being pissed at him, beating the shit out of him, and that's it. That's his exit from the company.
That is his swan song.
So he'll go do his working in soccer as an announcer or whatever.
Yeah.
And then it'll be a 3-on-3 Freebird rule style match.
So yeah.
Or just a 3-on-3 match at Mania for the title. And then you'll have Rusev and Del Rio.
That's true.
And Sheamus versus that's what I figured.
That makes sense. I could do that. Yeah. I could go with that. I could also do a multiple team match as well if we want to do a gauntlet.
Unfortunately, you've already got enough multiple things going on. You already got a fucking likely a multiple women's match.
No, we didn't announce that.
Well,
yeah, that's been announced.
When was it announced?
Oh, I thought you meant like the three way.
Yeah. Oh, well, you're right. You have the three way.
Yeah.
I was talking about whatever Lana and Brie is likely to be involved.
That's true.
But you're right. You already have the three way.
Three way dancer. Yeah.
Yeah. And you have a multiple man match for the IC belt.
Yeah. And can I just add to that?
Yeah.
Fuck.
I know you'd rather just watch Zane versus Owens. You'll get that at Extreme Rules.
Fuck.
Extreme Rules will be potentially as better. Should be better than Mania.
I know, but you know what else, though? Fuck!
I know.
Like, I need to see Miz and Ziggler? No! Fuck!
Yeah, I know.
Neville, I'm okay with. I mean, but still, I don't know. And are they going to just do it? Are they going to ladderize it?
I suspect they will, but who knows? I think that might be the new gimmick, is every year it's a multiple man ladder match for the IC belt.
Intercontinental.
Yeah, it replaces the Money in the Bank match that they used to do.
That's true. Maybe.
Yeah. So, anyways.
So, back to the roadblock. Because we can't get to Mania until we get past this goddamn roadblock.
Yeah. Well, all you want is a roadblock on the way to Mania, because Mania, you don't want to build your momentum. You want to stop that momentum with a roadblock as soon as you can.
Yes. A booking block.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Fuck.
Anyway, so with this New Day thing, yeah, they're turning.
Makes sense. They have a roadblock.
But I like the
Road Dogg is in charge of SmackDown.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
It also makes sense with their like, hey, you know, booking at Mania, mm-hmm. and he just looks at him and goes, oh, you didn't know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, no, I didn't.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what we're doing for Mania.
Mm-hmm.
So that makes total sense. I'm thinking though that it makes sense for this three on three at Mania. I like that idea the best.
Yeah, and with Wade Barrett gone, right? Because
yeah, beat him down in Toronto, and then he doesn't have to go through customs. He just goes right to England.
Makes sense.
Isn't his girlfriend? He said was Canadian from Toronto.
I don't know.
He said that on like one of those that they had that Renee Young show.
Yeah,
uncensored. On network or whatever. Yeah, unfiltered or whatever called, uncooked. Anyway, that's what he said. She was just, so there you go. You could just fucking stay there. And so then you got the NXT Tag Team Champions.
The Revival.
The Rev-Ive-L.
Horrible name.
Yes.
Horrible name.
Yes. For them.
For them, yeah.
It's not necessarily a horrible name.
It's not necessarily a horrible name.
If that's what you'd called fucking Harper and Rowan, it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world. But
I don't know about them, but
no, I'm seeing like with Bray Wyatt when he's doing his preachery thing, then you have the Revival, right? Bray Wyatt and the Revival.
Yeah. Point is though, it's wrong for these guys.
Yes.
It's wrong for these guys. Against Enzo and Big Cass.
Yes.
Enzo Amore.
And you can't teach that.
You can't teach not winning the titles again.
No. I don't know.
Nah, they're not winning.
You don't think so?
No.
I can see it.
They're going to the main roster as soon as Mania is over. That's in a month. They're not winning it now.
Maybe.
Unless they are. Because American Alpha is winning it at the night before.
That's true. Okay, yeah, you're right. Yeah, they're going to win the belt
next at takeover, Mania. Right?
Yeah, that's true. Okay. So that's fine then. Okay. I'm just looking at, okay. And then
it's a match, unfortunately, I've seen too many times now, so it's like, whatever.
Yeah, exactly.
It'll be interesting. Crowd will get into them. I guess they've been working a lot of the house shows also, Enzo and Cass.
Yeah.
Against the Wyatts. And generally the crowd isn't too familiar with them, but they're over by the end of the match.
Yeah.
Because they have the charisma and they have the act. Right?
They do. Yeah, exactly. They got their shtick down. Yeah. So, this is not the NXT match I would have put on this show, but...
What is the NXT match you would have put on?
Well, but that's... I was just about to say that, but I don't know with TakeOver...
And we don't know how many other matches will go on. Like, they only have five. There's going to be one or two more.
Yeah.
Right?
But with TakeOver...
You don't want to do anything that fucks with TakeOver, right? So you...
So this is the obvious blow-off, right? This is what they've been building to in terms of a blow-off. I don't know if I wouldn't have put, say, Finn and Apollo on again, maybe.
Maybe.
But...
And they might still.
Whatever. And they still
could. Maybe they've just decided about Apollo can't take another loss, especially if he's taking one.
Yeah.
You know.
In the ass.
At TakeOver, which he likely is again.
To who again?
I can't... Who the hell was that?
Oh, he's the Drifter.
Yeah, the Drifter. Yeah, he's likely taking a loss to the Drifter.
Fuck the Drifter.
Yeah.
But how about Sami Zayn, MVP of World Wrestling Federation? He's going to fight Nakamura the night before or two nights before Mania, and then he's going to be in the Intercontinental title match at Mania?
He's going to put over Nakamura. He's on his way out.
Yeah.
Going to put him over.
Yeah.
It's interesting, actually, that TakeOver. Again, that's the one I think the hardcore fans are far more interested in. I think Samoa Joe's winning the belt.
So do I.
And I think Finn's coming up to be with the Balor Club because we know that Anderson and Gallows are going to be, not that Anderson, though he's available.
Yes, well, there's a difference between being available and wanted, though.
Yeah, I know. But, he's gone from TNA. But, we know they're going to the main roster. They're bypassing NXT.
Yes.
And so I think the Balor Club comes up and is an act. So I see Samoa Joe, actually.
And honestly,
not that Samoa Joe before the end of 2016 will be on the main roster.
Yes.
He will be. But I think he's winning the belt here.
I just think, there was a part of me that thought with Y2 AJ when they were doing that and AJ was up first. And Jericho was down, and AJ was doing the thing, and everybody's going like, Jericho's going to turn heel, blah, blah, blah. I thought, I'm like, Maybe AJ charged, and that's where the Bullet Club goal comes in.
Possible.
But, no, it's...
They're coming in as baby faces for now, though.
Well.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you could still do it then with AJ, absolutely. Right?
But I think it's again, and they probably will do it. I think it's the idea, again, you'll have the Balor Club, and eventually you'll turn them, and you'll have another three-man group. Then you'll have League of Nations, you'll have the New Day, you'll have them, you'll have the Wyatts, I think that's kind of what they're doing to freshen up the tag division. A lot of three-man teams.
Yeah, I still think if I'm doing it,
And there's also the Elite out there. There's that Elite versus New Day match.
Yeah.
It's very unlikely, but it's not impossible.
No. It's impossibly unlikely.
No. Actually, that's wrong. It's likely it's going to happen, but not while they're still. Not until their contracts with ROH and New Japan go for 1 year. 1 year from now. They're locked in for a year.
I thought the Young Bucks signed for a long-term deal.
I think it's just a year. I believe it's just a year.
Okay. Well, if it is.
I think a year from now, we should see this. But anyways,
But the point being is, I could see...
Balor Club versus the Elite, that'd be so great.
I could see them, though. I could see AJ and Anderson and Gallows coming as a team, as a babyface three-man, and you leave Balor down there.
That could happen.
And then that's the clamoring, is to bring Balor up with these guys, so then when it finally happens and they're a four-man unit... Yep. Then that's
possible too. You can do that and then bring up
but instead. I'm a better booker than them.
Well, the point is though that there is as they're mixing in some of this NXT talent, it does freshen up the roster. Mm-hmm. It's just and they're aggressively going after talent, and it's interesting because their aggressiveness in going after talent is forcing some of the other companies to be aggressive in going after talent, like New Japan and even ROH, who are, you know, a partner. But, like, it's, you know, very... We're going to see a lot of the best guys who are not signed get signed.
Yes.
It's just a matter of... It's probably going to be like 60% will end up in WWE and 40% in New Japan. But either way, they'll be great... Fresh matches.
You know what WWE needs to do, though? You're talking about how they're aggressively doing it. They need to do it with ruthless aggression. Yes.
Or toothless.
Toothless, yes. Oh, you know what? That's killer. But I think if you get to... the interesting part is the people that the World Wrestling Federation are going to go after here.
Yeah.
I think a lot of it has to do with this Global Cruiserweight Tournament.
Yeah.
As much as they're talking about this... bullshit partnership.
Yeah.
They're going to want to sign some of these guys.
Well, and you got things like Lucha Underground, where the guys are under contract.
Yes.
But they're going to finish taping this year for season 3.
Mm-hmm.
And, I mean, they're closer now to get on Netflix, which might be big for them.
Yeah.
But, again, they're not going to film anything until sometime late in 2017, they're saying now. Now these guys are under contract, but they can't work within North America, technically.
Well,
will that hold up in court? Will the WWE find a way to sign some of those top talent that now they want them? WWE, and WWE's still going to go after New Japan's best talent, too.
Yeah.
New Japan's going to have to start paying some of these guys even more.
Okada. Yeah. They like Okada.
Of course they do.
And, who's the other one that they were talking about is going to be in the Global Cruiserweight Tournament? He's a free agent now.
Ibushi.
Kota Ibushi. So, I mean, you got those. I mean, some of these Lucha Underground guys that they're interested in. Again, it's a matter of. Didn't they sign like a long term one at first? It was something ridiculous, like 7 year deal or something.
But again, is there an out? Either legally or from WWE offering up money. Like, we'll see. We'll see what's going on there.
Well, they had a meeting.
Yeah, they had a meeting. I think Ricochet's going to be part of the WWE sooner rather than later.
Yeah, I get that feeling, too, that Prince Puma's the guy that they're...
Well, he's the guy you'd want the most, right? Because he's, like, crazy good.
Yes.
But there's other guys there, and Helico, I think they'd really want...
Phoenix.
Possibly. Maybe not Phoenix so much, just because I think the look isn't what they want so much.
That's true.
But yeah, I mean, there's a lot of guys.
Drago's really cool.
Drago, yeah. The only reason they wouldn't take Drago is because he's already like 40.
You couldn't tell because he's a mask, right?
Because he's so athletic. But yeah, I mean, there's definitely...
That is Mexican. But you can't tell because he's under a mask.
You can't tell. He's under a mask.
But you know what?
The thing is,
you put him in NXT.
You're talking about guys that are also working in AAA. But how it is right now is the peso is so fucking awful.
Yeah.
That these guys aren't making a living, getting paid from AAA. They need to, like, you know, WWE, like any American, they want American bookings. Like the guys working in AAA and Lucha Underground, they want American bookings because the money based on the dollar value is so much better for them.
And there's a certain, yeah, exactly. And I mean, let's look at the last time this really happened was, you know, that 1995, mid-90s kind of level. And then what did we see? All of a sudden WCW's got all these Mexican cruiserweights and even WWF. Did some AAA stuff. We did some that 97 stuff, Royal Rumble, right? So the economic climate, as they say, is similar.
But as WWE looks for the best talent and it forces New Japan to protect their talent and to search out new talent too.
Yeah.
You're gonna see, there's great wrestling out there. Now, WWE would probably be bringing in these people largely to bolster NXT. Only a few of them I think they would think are those guys are main roster guys. But what's happening with NXT is, we have our theory that we've already presented on the air before, and we'll probably go into a little more later.
But it's
we should get back to the roadblock card.
Just saying, though, that, they bolster NXT, but the old Macho Man Randy Savage adage that, you know, the cream of the crop, Like, you look at all these guys, and the cream is rising. I mean, they're talking about Samoa Joe on the main roster.
Yeah.
So the cream of the crop is rising to the top.
Yep.
And it's not going to be, you know, long that these
But there's a difference between going on the main roster. I mean, there was
talk. Oh, Tyler.
Yes. There's a difference between going on the main roster and getting the push that you should get on the main roster or just being a jobber.
Yes.
Right? Just because you've shown you have talent and you can get over at NXT doesn't mean that, they're going to treat you well.
And I never really thought of Tyler Breeze as over in NXT.
He was over in NXT. But he wasn't over at the level of Finn Balor. No.
He had a longevity. He was there.
So he probably peaked a year earlier before he was called up.
He was there.
When he was competing with Neville for the title and Tyson Kidd and like that stuff.
Yes.
That was his peak.
I think the thing with Tyler Breeze, and people kind of get, and I've seen this online and people kind of get a bit of rose colored glasses, I think, when it comes to Tyler Breeze because, okay, fine, he's a talented guy, but.
He can have good matches.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
But, and he's really nice. and Hunter likes him.
Well, he's Canadian. Clearly. He's from Vancouver or whatever.
Yeah, and Hunter likes him.
Yeah.
Clearly. And I mean, the point to me, and I think he went through NXT long enough, he got that kind of, call it the Tommy Dreamer of NXT, where he was sort of in that, not the top guy, but he was this guy that's been around for a long time and we respect him and we've seen his whole start to finish kind of career.
He won us over. Everybody was skeptical about his look and his ability at first.
And Hunter gave him every chance. You know what? We're going to put you in there with Jushin Thunder Liger.
Yeah.
And we're going to let you do that kind of stuff and have this high profile stuff. And we want to get you the main roster. The whole fucking point of Breaking Ground is like the end of the season is Tyler Breeze gets called up, this nice guy who's helped all these guys and has been there for everyone because he's the NXT veteran, and now he's going to the show. And that's where it leads us. So they had all these things, and then, you know, again, coming in with summary, I thought that was a perfect thing to go in and against Dolph, the perfect level we talked about at the time.
He beat Dolph in the first match. Problem was, I think on Raw 2 weeks later, he lost the second match.
Yes, and then he went into obscurity, and then all of a sudden online or on Twitter or something, summary and here, like, oh, we're going our separate ways. It's a new year. We're going to do these new things.
I think they did that on SmackDown, actually, but whatever.
Whatever they did, nobody saw it. And now he's just jobber man. So at this point, what he really needs to be is in a tag team.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with that. He should be in a tag team. And the point is, though, is with him and anybody else, though, is, again, no matter how much you show, if you come up and you're treated like a jobber, that's all you are. And if all they see in a guy is from the beginning is he's a jobber, then why bother spending the time developing him and whatever? You already have jobbers and you can find jobbers easily. You don't have to spend the time developing them. I didn't ever saw him as a guy who would get to a main event. He's not Sami Zayn. Like, I never saw him as that guy that can get to that next level on the WWE and can connect to the crowd to the point where he can be a champion and a pay-per-view main event or anything. Like,
I never saw him as...
with Sami Zayn or Kevin Owens or...
Never saw him as a Dolph Ziggler, as a Miz, as a...
No, I didn't either. Right. But the point is, before we decide that he can't be that, you should see and give him the chance to see if he can. And if he can't, he can't. Yes. But you don't just go, fuck it, we're not gonna
try. I think at this point...
You always gotta try.
And like I said, the thing is now is, to me, you put him in a tag team. It's a very simple booking. You just go backstage. You have a backstage thing where I don't know who you want to have do it. You know.
Who's a good guy for him to tag with, actually?
I just think you have, like...
I think the perfect guy to put him with would be a guy who's his exact opposite. You know?
I just think you have... No, I think you do... I think what you have is Curtis Axel walk by and look at him and go, your gimmick? That's so gay. And immediately just teams with Darren Young. Because he comes to his aid. And you do that whole be a bully.
Did you say Darren Young has AIDS? What are you saying?
What?
What? What are you saying?
Well, he hasn't been around. I just assumed.
Did lose a little weight.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think I put him with a guy
who's... Who do you think Apollo Crews took it in the ass from?
I assume Pat Patterson. He wanted to get a push. And pull it.
Yes.
But...
The knee pads and steroids.
Not Apollo.
No. This guy gave each other new heads for Christmas, for Christ's sake.
He looks so natural to me.
This guy gave each other shots to the ass for Christmas, for Christ's sake.
Back to Pat Patterson.
Back to Alex Riley.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I would give him a guy who's like his exact opposite. I think that would be interesting. He's the good-looking one, then you give him, like, a kind of a tall, ugly, like a...
Titus?
No, Titus is not going to be... Titus is a babyface. You got to stay heel.
Sandow?
No, Sandow's not...
I'm just trying to think of people they're not using.
I know. Like, the point is, though, like, the perfect guy for him, because he could carry the match, would be a guy like Braun Strowman. But he's already, you know, kind of... But a guy like that is who I would give him, like somebody, you know, who doesn't seem like the partner. The
like a Jesse Festus thing.
Yeah. That's where I'd go with. Yeah.
Yeah, and that would be, yeah. But you're gonna put up, you're gonna have Enzo and Cass come up, which is gonna be your tall and small guy.
I'm talking more your unrefined, unwashed,
masses,
big beard. Yeah, he's big, but just like a total, like if he was still in the company, Bull Dempsey would be fine. I was gonna say,
so when he was teaming with Bull Dempsey.
Yeah, I don't think
they did that. Yeah, and he turned on him or something.
I don't remember that.
That was like right when they lost interest in Dempsey.
Yeah. But something like that is what I would look at. A guy who's his complete opposite.
Yeah.
Opposite personality, right?
Yeah.
Because sometimes that works. Like Daniel Bryan and Kane work, right?
Of course.
Opposites, and it just worked. You know? And who knows? Maybe even a Kane at this point, that's a good spot for him, or Big Show. You know?
Well, are they going to do dark matches?
I hope so.
Yeah.
Luckily, you notice
that would be the
You'll time. Notice that not only, I mean, they didn't have Brock Lesnar this last
week. Brock!
They didn't have
Roman Reigns.
And yet they didn't bring out, like, Big Show wasn't there, and at the Big Show is probably going to be in this whatever multiple man match, I imagine, because he's had the thing with Owens. I hope not, though.
Fuck.
I hope he's just offending his battle royal. That makes more sense.
I hope, you said offending his battle royal?
Yeah, well, that too. But, I mean, the point is, though, is that, like, they didn't bother bringing out Big Show, they didn't bother bringing out Kane, and you know what? It was a good show. Like,
yeah, I just thought
take that from it, right?
Yeah. I even like Tyler Breeze against Kalista.
Yeah, it was fine. It was short, but it's fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, they're
yeah.
5'6".
Especially Kalisto.
Yeah.
Is he even that tall?
Yeah. No, I don't think so. The producer really likes Kalisto.
Yeah, of course.
They come out with Lucha. She's like, oh, which one's this? Is this the tall one or the good one?
Go Gymnastics!
That was it, last year's takeover.
That's right.
The first takeover.
That's right. That's right. Well, it wasn't takeover, was
no,
it?
No,
it was
no,
just,
it was
just the first, though, NXT at WrestleMania.
Just that there's going to be an NXT show at
who was it? He was against? That was, who was it he was against? It was awesome. Who was that? I can't even remember.
Well, I think it was the Lucha Dragons, wasn't it?
No, it was his singles match. Remember, he had a singles match for a kind of surprise. It was Kalisto against somebody.
Yeah, okay, I'm going to look this up. I remember Jason Jordan.
I'm actually pretty sure it was Tyler Breeze.
It could have been Tyler Breeze.
I'm pretty sure it was, actually. And then it was a terrific match.
I just remember... no, wasn't Tyler Breeze feuding with Hideo Itami at that point? Over the get to go to sleep?
That might have been. Face? That might have been.
Yeah, I think that's pretty
I think you were actually...
Yeah.
That's possible.
On the pretty face. Get it on the pretty face.
Get it on the pretty face. Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of which,
I watched Sonny's porno.
Oh, yeah? Get it on the face?
Well, not pretty. Look. When Sonny's porno somehow manages to be less erotic than China's porno, something has gone completely wrong.
I like that you're our resident We Talk Wrestling porno analyst.
Hey, you talk what you know.
That's true.
But, I mean, if you're going to do a porn, Sonny, and after doing this and seeing this, I don't even want to marry you anymore. Not that I ever wanted to. I was doing that so you could rebuild your life, offering that. I wasn't doing it for the sex, but now I don't want to marry you because I'm worried I might have to have sex with you.
Yes.
And if you're going to do porn, you're your age and you're a Hall of Famer, and you're first, before you do the act, maybe leading into it, mix in a salad. Mm-hmm.
So I guess what Mo's saying is, Sonny, if you're not doing anything later, and you'd like to come up to Canada.
Not anymore!
Hideo beats Tyler Breeze in the opener.
Gross!
Jason Jordan beats Bull Dempsey.
She's so fleshy. Fleshy.
Fleshy.
Alright, okay, what were you saying?
Jason Jordan beat Bull Dempsey, but it was Hideo beat Tyler Breeze. Then Let's Go Jobber beat Bull Dempsey.
Yeah.
Then Alexa Bliss and Bayley beat Dana Brooke and Becky Lynch.
Okay.
Then Solomon Crowe beat Kalisto.
Solomon Crowe. Okay, yeah. And it was a really good match. But that's right, he beat him with he submitted him, right?
Yes, with that stretch muffler.
Yeah. All right. Yes. There you go.
Then Enzo and Big Cass. And
they were challenging for the tag titles, weren't they?
Yes.
And they didn't win them.
That's right.
Yeah, who was that against? Blake and Murphy?
Villains.
The Vaude Villains.
And yeah.
Yeah, I don't think the Vaude Villains are coming up anytime soon either.
No, why ever? No.
Yeah.
Sasha Banks beat Charlotte.
Yeah, that was awesome.
And then Sami Zayn comes out to do a thing, and then
Kevin Owens came out. That's right.
And then Finn Balor beat Neville.
Yeah, which is not as good as Charlotte and Sasha, but really good still.
Yes. And because by that point, it was about 2 a.m.
Yeah. Yes. Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
So, anyways, what else is on this card?
What card? Roadblock. This whole show, we've been really focused on Roadblock. This is our Roadblock preview show.
That's what it says in the write-up. That's the show title.
Yes. Brock Lesnar against Bray motherfucking Wyatt.
Yes.
This is a match.
Yeah.
On the Roadblock.
So all I've heard about Bray Wyatt for WrestleMania is all four of them are going to be in the Battle Royal.
Yes.
And that when the Battle Royal is over, it will make sense why all four were in there. Which makes me think they're turning on him.
On Bray?
Because Strowman's probably going to win the thing, right? Or is so he, either Strowman is gonna be turned babyface and win by himself, or they're gonna turn on him and maybe like Luke Harper's your leader and Strowman's his strong, you know, whatever. We know Luke Harper's scheduled right after, and Rowan are scheduled to face Undertaker and Big Show
yes.
on the European tour.
Right.
The big Undertaker, obviously, that retirement, last WrestleMania match, all that shit. Not happening, which is good.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel like it's the right time anymore.
Well, it's fucking Shane.
Yeah. Well, yeah. That's part of it, but that's not the only reason why. But it just feels like he has, and the character has, life still to, which is ironic.
Well, there's something of that. The other thing they tell is that
it's fucking Shane.
Well, yeah, but they don't do a lot right.
No.
Anything even, but
well, I wouldn't say anything. I think Chris Jericho versus AJ Styles is the best storyline since Chris Jericho and Shawn Michaels. I love it.
They generally do, whether right or wrong, they're very good at one hook for the WrestleMania.
Yeah.
Okay. And I sense whenever it is, next year, whatever it is, WrestleMania will be built on Undertaker's retirement.
Yes.
And that will be it. This is
he won't just have a match and that'll be it. It'll be a match. You will know it's coming.
And what better place than the WrestleMania retirement of Legend City than Orlando.
Huh? We'll see if that's even it. We'll see.
Who knows?
We'll see.
I mean, the thing is, he's added a bunch of longevity to his career by wrestling like once every 400 days.
Yeah, but this year more.
I mean, this year he did more. But I mean, for the last 5 years.
But he hasn't wrestled much, no.
So,
no.
So this Brock and Bray connection.
But remember, the reason why Brock beat him was because Vince was convinced that was his last match.
Yes, that's right.
Now, not only was it in his last match, but it's not even close.
It's not his last loss.
Yeah.
But I think,
at Mania, no.
So Brock beats Bray, and then you're right. I mean, okay, so they're all going to go in a battle royal, and then there'll be a reason.
One of the things I wonder about is Mick Foley's apparently going to have a role at WrestleMania 2. They're bringing in a lot of legends like him, and HBK's going to work. I could see Mick Foley having some role with Bray, and then also leading somehow into a storyline of them turning on him,
yeah.
or Strowman turning face, something like that. I think I could see Foley interacting with Bray being very, very interesting.
So do you think that's it, that finally they reveal and Foley is Sister Abigail?
Makes sense.
Yeah. I do think Foley would be, and I think I think he would probably be up for it, but I would think Foley is a guy that would do a very good job as a manager.
I think so too.
And because he's got enough of a name and a unique, but he could manage, he could be the new Mr. Fuji.
Because he's good enough, he could be a heel.
I'm just saying he could manage whack jobs.
Yeah, I know.
Because that was Fuji's thing, right?
Yeah, Fuji had the whack jobs.
Yeah. So, I think, and Morocco.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, exactly.
But I mean, it was, I'd be fine with that. Bray and Foley interacting.
I could see that. I'm just trying to think of who else. He's gonna be on, I think he's scheduled to start appearing on Raw soon. Cool. Even Foley. Even maybe this next one.
Hmm.
So it's part of a storyline, it seems. It doesn't seem like it's just him showing up backstage to celebrate the Intercontinental Champion. Like, gimmick thing like they did last year with all those legends, right?
Yeah.
Like, it seems like it's a storyline thing. So, if his son's working there, I mean,
mm-hmm.
makes sense that way too, right?
Yeah.
Maybe they'd have an idea or some would, but I'm curious. I don't really see who else he would interact with. I mean, he could interact with anybody. He's Mick Foley, right?
Yeah.
Like he's good enough and he can figure out his...
Foley pitching.
Yeah.
Bray.
Right, something to do with
Bray. You don't have anything for Mania? Because he watches, right?
Yeah.
So it's like, you're not doing anything with Bray. Why don't you do something
with
him?
He doesn't have to wrestle anymore to make a compelling storyline. There's ways to do it.
Yes.
So, because otherwise, But yeah, I mean, apparently when the battle royal is over, it'll make sense why all four members were in there. That's the only hint that's being
given.
So anyway, he'll probably get, I don't think he'll get completely squashed by Brock. I think he'll do better than most people have done against Brock, but he'll still lose.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. And then you have Hunter and Ambrose.
Yeah.
Which I think they've done a really good job of building. I think in terms of a match and a story and, you know, Ambrose is
great. Ambrose is more natural.
I just loved, I thought it was hilarious when whatever he beat him down or whatever, and he left the mic by him, and they told him he's
going to... Thanks, Hunter.
He's like, thanks, Hunter. I laughed.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, that's good.
Well, I mean, and SmackDown, it was funny because he came out the next night, and that was the night he beat Kevin Owens non-title.
Yes.
For the IC belt.
Well, why wouldn't you?
Yeah. But he came out and did an opening thing, and in it he goes, I don't know what's going to happen when I win the belt. I don't know if I'm going to defend against Brock or against Roman because he's earned the shot, or if Hunter will want a rematch, or I really want me a piece of Brock. Maybe they'll drop the cage and all four of us will be in there and the crowd explodes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, well, there's your money match. Because I'd be way more interested in the four of them in there and that dynamic in a Hell in a Cell for the belt to close the show than I would be
now,
the Brock and Ambrose or the Hunter and Reigns match solo.
So then you get... you have Stephanie with Hunter.
Of course.
Right?
Yeah.
You,
and Vince probably too.
No. Vince.
Well, no, maybe Vince, not. You're right. Vince is the Shane thing.
Vince is with Brock.
Oh, okay. Vince is with Brock, not Paul
Heyman. Shane is with, Roman.
Oh, okay, Shane.
And Linda is with, right?
Shane is with Roman. Oh.
There'll be a McMahon in every corner. Yeah. I think that makes perfect sense. Book that. That's money. That's money, isn't it?
No. That is not money.
Ooh, that's money.
Have you ever completed an episode of We Talk Wrestling where you didn't pass gas?
I don't think so, because we usually go to Arby's. So that's Roadblock.
Fuck.
I assume Hunter's
We didn't do all five matches, did we?
Yeah, we did. It went really quick. That's why you...
Yeah, I'm really quick. We're 45 minutes in.
Just to get warmed up.
Yeah. Yeah.
But so are we watching the show live? Totally live on the World Wrestling Federation Network on Saturday?
Yes. And if it's any good, then we'll do a show afterwards.
Okay. All right. Deal.
So don't expect one.
No. Well, you can't anyway. No, you told me?
Yeah, I can't. No, I can't. Really? I actually have to go up to, there's a friend of the family who's invited us over for dinner. I accepted a long time ago. It's up, there's a little town called Langford, Alberta.
Langston?
No, Langford, Alberta.
Oh, Langston.
No, Langford. It's Lang, L-A-G-N.
Stun?
L-A-N-G F-O-R
Stern.
Length. Why are you going to get me doing it? It's Big E Alberta.
Big E. Yeah, okay.
Big E Alberta.
I see.
I'm going to Big E Alberta for dinner. So I don't think we'll have a chance actually to watch it.
So, yeah. Oh, I mean, I'll probably, well, I have the producer's birthday party that night anyway, so I asked, and she doesn't want to watch wrestling. Yeah. I asked.
But maybe you could sneak off later. Let me know if she's really drunk.
Mm-hmm.
And I know you will be. But let me know if she is drunk enough that you can escape, and we'll go downstairs and watch it.
Yes. Did I tell you about the, because we're going to, we'll do this show, we'll do the next week. Next week will be our WrestleMania preview show.
Probably have to be.
Because then I'm off to Costa Rica.
Costa Rica.
And
so then I'll be looking for guest hosts. You can contact me on Mo, at Mo_WeTalk.
So, Sonny.
if I probably will want to talk wrestling during this period leading into Mania. Really? And I'll do a show on Skype with somebody. Yeah, I'll throw it up there. Somebody can get hold of me if you want to be a guest host for a week.
There you go.
There you go. I mean, it'll be better than Addy.
What? I just think, so we got that, and I was explaining to the producer once, I said, okay, so we actually get back Thursday night.
Yeah.
So then I was like, okay, so here's the deal, hon. We get back at 10 o'clock Thursday night. I'm going to wake up at about 8 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch the Stone Cold podcast with Mick Foley.
Yeah.
I'm going to watch the WrestleMania Access
shows
that they have there.
Yeah.
And then Mo's coming over, and B.
Yeah.
And we're going to watch NXT TakeOver.
Yes, we are.
Then I'm going to go to bed.
Yep.
I'm going to wake up at about 8 in the morning next day.
Yeah.
And watch the WrestleMania Access stuff.
Yeah.
And then Mo's coming over.
Yeah.
B will already be here. And,
Hall of
and
Fame.
Then we're going to watch the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame.
Yes, that's right. We got to talk about that.
Yes. And then we're going to go to bed.
I didn't put that in the write-up for the show. We should have.
And then you're going to wake up.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to watch WrestleMania Access.
Oh, yeah.
Then Mo's coming over.
That's right.
Be already here. And
I might just stay,
then
too.
Then we're going to watch WrestleMania.
And she said, fuck.
She kind of stared for a minute, probably wanting to get mad, but knowing it was going to happen anyway. So I think the best way I can sum up the end of that conversation was, it is what it is.
Look, I'd like to repeat this part as we do this. The night you met this lady.
Yes.
Wonderful woman she is.
Yes.
The night that you met her, she asked you if you have any weird things, and you said, I want you to know, I watch a lot of wrestling.
Yes, it's true.
You said that to her, and she said, oh, that's okay. And you went, no.
I just want to clarify here. It's an obscene amount.
I don't think you understand. When I say I watch a lot of wrestling, I really do watch a lot of wrestling.
Like, this is our first date, and we're talking right now. Part of me is thinking about wrestling. I didn't say that.
You didn't, but...
Part of me was.
But she's like, no, I get it. And you're like, no.
Yeah.
I don't think you're getting it. I mean, I really watch a lot of wrestling.
Yeah. And she's thinking, how bad could it be?
That's pretty much what she said, yeah. So anyways, that was before the WWE Network was created.
That's true.
So...
Back when I had a giant lawnmower box of DVDs,
yes.
And it was like, let's have some beers. What do I want to watch today? WrestleMania 7. Let's watch Bret Hart Volume 16 that I had.
So what I'm trying to say is, I don't feel sorry for her at all that she's in this situation.
She was forewarned.
She was
forespinned.
She had to know what she was getting into. And even if she didn't, say after 2 weeks, she must have by that point started to get, he watches a lot of fucking wrestling.
She had an inkling. Yeah. Cause it wasn't even a month.
Yeah.
And we were off to the Royal Rumble.
Yeah. And yes, that's right. We were. And at that point, you had already made 413,173
mm-hmm.
references to wrestling during mm-hmm. conversations with her.
Yes.
And then afterwards you would explain who that person yes. was and why that was funny.
Yes. To the point where I do that now and I go to explain and she's like, I know. I hate that I know.
But I know.
And it's not even like Hulk Hogan. It's like, this is Akeem. By the way, I know who Akeem is.
So let's
segue in, because that's a good segue into the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame.
Hall of Fame
inducted the Big Boss Man.
That's yeah.
And I'm like, so the Big Boss Man? She's like, I know. That didn't stop me from singing along with his song.
Of course not.
Because if you ever are going to take a trip down to Cobb County, Georgia,
that's right.
What you need to do is you need to read the signs in order to respect the law and order.
That's right.
Otherwise, You'll serve hard time.
Hard time.
You'll be serving hard time.
Hard time.
The big boss man. He'll make you walk the line. You better watch your back, or you'll be serving hard time.
Hard time.
So I assume Pat Patterson wrote the lyrics. Ray fucking Traylor.
Ray Traylor.
That's awesome. That's a tremendous Hall of Famer.
It is.
Look. A tremendous World Wrestling Federation Hall of Famer.
Yeah.
It is.
Again, you're not inducting so much the man and his career. You're inducting that one gimmick. And not even the gimmick when he came back in the Attitude Era. You're inducting that gimmick that was around for a few years.
Yes.
That had that song, and he wore that outfit.
Yeah.
And he brought the nightstick down and handcuffs, and he feuded with Hogan, and then afterwards had a nice feud with the Heenan family.
Yeah.
That, and you know what was on the top, was some of the top or second to the top on the B tour while Hogan was out there doing that and drawing pretty well against the Heenan family. It's that guy that you're inducting. It's that gimmick. You're inducting that gimmick, which is great, because it was, it's one of the, again, sometimes the gimmick is so memorable, and everything comes together, the music, the look, the timing of it, and that's one of those gimmicks.
The Twin Towers.
Yeah, absolutely.
Lest we forget. But I think, as Big Ray Traylor, he, as Jim Cornette's bodyguard.
Big Bubba Rogers.
Fantastic gimmick. I mean, member of the NWO.
Yes.
You know? Came back as the boss, the man, the guardian angel. I mean, when he went into... You forget that when he was in WCW, like, this guy was... I mean, he was talented enough that... And had the right connections. And really, he's another guy that you could thank the Big Boss Man push.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, he gets in there as Big Bubba Rogers. They like him in WWF, so they get him in WWF.
Yeah.
And probably from, when do you think he came in? About 88 to, 93.
Probably about that, yeah.
I think he lost to Bam Bam Bigelow at the Royal Rumble 1993 when Bam Bam was coming in for the second time to start that push. And he lost. And then he comes in a few months later into WCW.
Yeah.
And immediately gets...
Well, he spent a lot of time in Japan first.
Oh, no, a few months, though.
He was a main event guy, though, over All Japan, though.
But I'm pretty sure he was in Spring Stampede, like, 93.
Yeah. You know? He was, yeah.
And, it might have actually been 94.
Probably 94, actually,
But he's coming in, and he's the boss, the man, the guardian angel, going in with Vader and getting in those triangle matches and getting a decent enough push at first.
But his peak though, he was around. He had a long, good, fairly good.
What's what I'm saying? And then he come back to WWF and he was
always in, excuse me, he was mid-card, and sometimes they'd put him a little higher, upper mid-card.
Yeah, exactly.
He was supposed to have that feud with Austin when Austin was hot as hell, and he missed his cue.
Yes.
And it cost him that feud, to come out and fuck things up.
Yeah.
But he wasn't fired for it, but he was pushed down the card.
It was also taped raw, so they could do some stuff with it. But it did cost
him. But he also, at the Survivor Series, kind of, like, mind games that fucked up a little bit too.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there was, he could have had a better second run probably. It was there for him. They liked him obviously. The thing is for me is like about 1990 when he's feuding with the Heena family, he had dropped a shitload of weight. Like he came in, he was fat. He was fat.
Yeah.
Right? He had dropped a shitload of weight.
This is Mo saying that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's really fat. Mm-hmm. He had dropped this shitload of the weight to the point where he had almost no belly at all. Like, he's still a huge guy.
Yes.
But by the time he's feeding, like, so he was a big guy at that point who was super quick. I actually really thought, like, he was the best guy in a lot of ways in the WWE because he could bump like mad. He was big, but quick.
Yes.
And so his stuff looked good because he was so quick.
Yes.
And so I thought he was really underrated in that era. I think he was the best big man going, and one of the better wrestlers actually out there for that little period.
And that's why, you know, to be honest, I think of the Royal Rumble 92 spot when he goes over the top with Flair over the thing. But also, it was a bit of a passing of the torch from best big man to best big man when Bam Bam Bigelow beat him in 93. Because by then, you know, he'd been around for about 8 years and kind of, you know, peaked, essentially.
Yeah. And Bam Bam had also been around for a while at that point, but he was younger. Bam Bam was like Bam Bam in what, like 88 when he was first in was what, like 19, like 21?
He was like 22 or something.
22. So at this point he was like 27.
Yes.
And that was when he was really hitting it, and he became the best big man in the business at that point.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, you also, I mean, so I think about that, I think about his thing, I think of the superplex with Hogan in the cage.
Yeah, it's a hell of a spot.
You know?
Hell of a spot.
So, I mean, for the boss man, look, I mean, Coco Beware's in, and the Bushwhackers are in.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, the boss man fits that
bill. The boss man gimmick is as famous as any of those gimmicks.
Yeah, it fits that bill. It fits that bill. Yeah. So good on him, and by all accounts, a nice guy. I remember I was on a Hawaiian cruise when he died.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And it was like, we didn't have texting or any shit like that, so it was just email. I managed to go on the boat and check my email thing, and Jeffy emailed me. He's like, the boss man's dead.
Yeah.
Because what we haven't talked about with the boss man is probably his best stuff.
I was trying actually to
pepper do this stick
without bringing it up.
No. We
talked about it so many times.
My daddy. That's the greatest shit ever. My daddy. We should have Jeffy on at the Hall of Fame night just to talk about that. He'll just walk around. He'll get hammered. Literally.
Well, I know that.
He did that about 5 years ago. He got hammered, and he just walked around, and I reminded him about the boss man, or something came up with the boss man, and he walked around literally for the next 2 hours just going, my daddy.
It's kind of like Beavis when he becomes Cornholio.
Yes.
And that's all he can say. Jeff, TP for my butt.
That's actually, Jeff used to do that too.
I can see that.
That's when I met Jeff. That was the first thing he did when I met him.
And you thought, I must be friends with this man.
Yeah, this guy's cool. when he did the poem for the Big Show's father's death, when he hadn't really died.
What Big Show? No, not his real father. His work father had died.
No, his work father hadn't died, though. Because remember, because then found him in the bag. He's like, how did he take the news? He's like, my daddy. He's like, do that again. He's like, my daddy. And then he really did. And it was like 2 weeks later, the Big Show was real dad. No, work dad.
Oh, work dad. Okay.
Really did die or something.
I thought his real dad died about the same time, too.
Oh, maybe. I don't know. But that's when he rode in the back of the casket.
That's right, the back of the casket. That's awful.
As the world championship match at Armageddon.
Yeah.
It was.
This was designed to get him over to the point where he could become world champ.
So the boss man fought the Big Show.
Yeah, and then he got thrown into the three-way. It was a two-way, and it became a three-way, and he won the title.
Was that?
Big Show.
Yes, because, no, that was when Rikishi hit Austin with the car. Because it's supposed to be Hunter, Rock, and Austin at Survivor Series. Austin got hit by the car, so Big Show comes in, wins the belt.
Yeah.
And then they spin off to that, and then it goes Armageddon was when Stephanie turned heel.
Yes.
So, you know, that was right when Vince Russo left.
Fuck, it was awful.
But, man, so congratulations to the Big Show. I don't know who's going to induct him. Like, Mr. Perfect's dead.
Yeah.
Rick Rude is dead.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, you know, I don't know who would induct him.
Who's going to have sex for him?
Yeah. Well, he has a wife, you know.
I guess.
He did that with Kurt Hennig. I mean, his wife accepted. So.
Well, Curtis Axel might. I could see it being him.
It could be Curtis. I mean, yeah. Curtis could induct him. Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Hogan, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, the greatest professional athlete.
That's if the trial's over by then.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the trial. Hulk Hogan versus, who is it, Rob Feinstein?
Gawker.
Oh, Gawker.
Though I understand how you get that confused.
Yeah. I'll pretend it's you said four, LOL.
It's un...
Fuck.
Believable, this thing.
Hulk Hogan is the lesser of the sleazebags in this.
I mean, he's coming off terrible. And yet, compared to
you know what
Gawker,
this is? This Gawker and Hogan is the Republican primary race. Hulk Hogan is Ted Cruz, but Gawker is Donald Trump.
Yes.
Which is ironic because Jesse Ventura figures Donald Trump is a Hulkamaniac.
Oh, that's true.
But actually,
true.
You know, Gorilla thinks that.
Gorilla thinks that.
Yeah.
That's true.
There he is, Donald Trump. A Hulkamaniac, you really think so? Absolutely.
You know what? The thing about Donald Trump is I got words. Hogan's got words. We both got words. We both got hands. Our hands aren't small. They're big hands. We both got the big hands. Big fucking cocks. Both Hogan and I have big fucking cocks. Terry, not so much, but me and Hogan, our cocks, there's nothing wrong with the size of those.
I gotta tell you, we do great with the big cocks. I love the big cocks.
I am a big, and you know what? Hulk Hogan, like me, he's rich. I'm rich. That's why neither one of us lie.
Thank God Donald Trump's a Hulkamaniac. He'll know enough to let go of his materialistic possessions, hang on to his wife and kids, dog paddle his way to safety. But Donald, if something goes wrong, if you run out of gas, just hang on to the largest back in the world, and I'll dog paddle, backstroke, all the way to safety.
Yes.
It's Hulk Hogan's greatest promo.
It is his greatest promo, without fucking question.
Yes.
It was great for the charisma level, not so much for the, like, actual psychology of making, drawing
there's
money.
There's great psychology there. When he slams Andre the Giant, the fault line is going to break.
Yeah.
Now, that is Hulk Hogan, and that's him telling a lie.
Oh, okay.
Terry Bollea knows that when he slams Andre the Giant, the fault line's not really going to break.
What you're saying is Terry Bollea is rich like Donald Trump because when you're rich, you can't tell a lie. You have no reason to. You have no reason to lie.
No reason to lie.
So they're rich, but Hulk Hogan's the one that's broke then.
Yes.
Okay. All right, that makes sense.
In fact, this will lead us right into the Terry Bollea Truth of the Week. Okay, the Terry Bollea Truth of the Week. This week's truth of Terry Bollea from Terry Bollea.
Testimony.
Do you have it?
Well, there's a couple. There's only a couple. There's not many. Why don't we each give one?
Okay.
My truth of the week, your truth of the week.
Okay, but...
I'll go first.
Okay, you go first.
All right, so it turns out, get this, this is a truth. This is told by Terry Bollea about the character he performed, Hulk Hogan, and his television show, Hogan Knows Best.
Oh, yeah.
It turns out...
Uh-huh.
Scripted.
What?
His reality TV show, turns out, was scripted. So, like...
What?
I know.
I don't know what to believe anymore.
I know. So, like, when he's at his house and he's trying to sleep in the middle of the night, and Brian Knobs is staying over, and Brian Knobs wakes him up in the middle of the night and asks him if he wants to watch WrestleMania 7, that was a script. Somebody wrote that for him.
That's a shoot. That's a shoot.
That probably is, yeah. That one's probably a shoot. But what about when he was at the gym, right? And he's sitting there and he's working out, and then he sees this kid and he goes, hey, brother.
You look familiar.
You look familiar, brother. Where do I know you from? And he goes, well, my dad, I'm Harry Smith. My dad is Davey Boy. And he goes, Davey Boy, I knew it, brother. Yeah. You know what? My daughter would like you.
Hogan could not pick Davey Boy Smith out of a lineup. He pushed me. Here's this British guy. Oh, you mean Alfred? Awful Alfred, brother. That's the only British guy I know, dude. Okay. Except for when I played my album and I talked about wrestling at Wembley.
Oh, Loch Ness.
We did Big Business, brother. On Nitro, dude.
You're right, you wouldn't have any idea who Davey Boy Smith is.
Nice beard, pal.
British Bulldogs, what? Brother, I don't understand.
Those midgets. My turn.
Okay. Top that.
This is Terry Bollea Truth, right?
Okay, yeah. Okay. Terry Bollea tells the truth.
Yeah, okay, here. No.
I don't know, not so easy.
I legitimately thought I had one, and I'm like, no.
I stole the only one out there.
Yeah. Because I was, you know what I was going to do?
He's different. He has one truth.
Yes.
That's different than Hulk Hogan.
That's, yes. It's a lot like Goldust. But, yeah, fuck. I was going to say, the one I was going to say, and then I realized as I was just about to say it, I'm like, no, it's not even true, is that he has one friend.
Oh, that's right.
He talked about how he had Bubba the Love Sponge as his friend.
Yeah.
But his friend fucked him over.
Yeah.
As it just
was. He was never really his friend.
No. He had Brutus the Barber Beefcake, his friend to the end.
His friend to the end.
Brother Brutai.
That's right.
Who got married, and Brutus's wife doesn't like Hogan, so he's not allowed to see him anymore. They're not allowed to play anymore.
Your wife did that with me. I'm still here.
My last wife.
That's a shoot. I'm glad you chose me over her. It was the wise
choice.
It was
the right decision. Oh, you had bigger boobs.
Well, she was French-Canadian.
But
there's
then...
a right there.
But then... he's got the Mouse of the South, Jimmy Hart. Who's stuck by him through thick
That's
and
right.
thin.
That's
so
right.
He says he has one friend, but what about Brian Knobbs?
Brian Knobbs is getting fucked.
Like,
he has two friends.
If I'm so that's a lie.
My doppelganger, Brian Knobbs.
So if I'm Brian Knobbs and I'm watching this trial on my computer, and if I'm Brian
Knobbs, I feel betrayed.
I probably am.
Yes, that's true.
I'm like, whoa, Hulk buddy. What about me?
What about Brian?
What about Brian? What about WrestleMania 7?
I thought we bonded over that.
Jesus Christ.
You won a title match that night. I won a title match that night. It was both of our career highs.
It was. It really was. Yeah. We hung out with Jimmy Hart.
Yeah.
Are still our only friends.
Oh, shit.
Fuck me. Like, but then Gawker. They're like, so is, they're asking the Gawker guy about sex tapes.
Yeah, when like, is it, when would it be inappropriate?
Is every celebrity sex tape newsworthy that should be released? No. Okay, is there any other time that would be appropriate? Well, what if they were young? So what are we talking about age? Is it, I don't know, 4? And the guy's like, alright, so no 4-year-old sex tapes. Got it.
Yeah, no more questions.
Yeah, the defense rests, Your Honor. The prosecution rests.
Oh, my God. It's unreal.
Jesus. Well, it's nice to know, though, Gawker, a family company.
Oh, yeah.
They're not putting 4-year-old porns on.
Yeah, yeah.
Because that's
pretend they said 18.
Across the line. I'll pretend you said you were 5, LOL. Like, they're so sleazy, Rob Feinstein's going, ew.
Actually, he's probably not.
No.
Probably. We met him.
He's, yeah. No. He's probably like, well, how do you spell Gawker? And it's .com, right?
Oh, shit. Like, it's not already bookmarked for him.
That's true.
But, back to the Hall of Fame. Jacqueline Moore.
Fuck. Fuck me.
What? You're okay with being lost.
Yes!
Coco Beware.
Yes.
And,
the Bushwhackers.
Donald Trump.
I told you about the Bushwhackers.
Yes.
I told you last year that the Bushwhackers are going to be the highlight of the Hall of Fame, and the fucking Bushwhackers were the highlight of the Hall of Fame.
They never won anything there, they never, and you're like, it doesn't matter.
I don't care.
The actual speech will be great.
It was.
It won't even be that great. And then it was the greatest thing that's ever happened on WWE TV.
Until Edge and Christian. Talked about a hand job.
You ruined it.
Spoiler
alert.
Spoiler alert. Just so you know, the preceding announcement was a spoiler.
Alert.
And it's been paid for by the New World Order.
That's right.
But I mean, yeah, I'm just looking at, they were fantastic, but I don't like Jacqueline. Like, what the fuck did...
She held the title.
What title? Oh, the Cruiserweight. Fucking
well, she had, yeah, she had the Cruiserweight title and the Divas title.
And the television title. Did she have that? Or did she just beat Disco?
I think she just beat Disco.
Okay.
And that's when he left the company. For a little while.
No, he wouldn't. It was proposed,
and he wouldn't drop her. That's right.
Then he came back,
and then he had
to drop to her. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
but
yeah,
I mean, whatever. It's like I just.
So here's a good disco story. I'll tell this because I had a MLW membership. This is only like $2 a month. They have some good shows.
Yeah.
So Kona is telling this story, or I think Corp Hour or whatever it is, telling this story how he's like. Like, he's on, the last couple times he's been on, like, his phone keeps dropping out. He's got, like, this awful phone, right? And he's like, no, it's an expensive, brand new phone. And it keeps on, like, it's awful, right?
Yeah.
So then he gets a hold of, I think it was Sprint. He gets a hold of them and he proposes to them, I have an idea. Give me a new phone and we'll sponsor a section where the fans can ask me a question on MLW radio. And Sprint was like, who the fuck are you? Yeah. It's called Ask Disco. All I need is a new phone and you guys can sponsor it. And you can have an Ask Disco section on MLW Radio. And Sprint's like, who the fuck's Disco? Yeah. Quit calling us.
Yes. Fuck.
Right.
But I mean, there's just so many. Like, I don't know of. Like, again, when you have Sable.
Yes.
Out there. And I guess you can't do it if you're going to do the boss man. But you have Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Still out there. You know.
But look, I'll say, like, Lita and Trish, right?
Yes.
Then you kind of get into that Attitude Era. And you have,
Sable. China,
who's not going in.
No, because she did porn.
Sunny, who's already in.
Yeah,
and they might pull out. And what? If you're with Sunny, you should.
Yes.
Pull out. Trust me.
If you can.
Yeah. And other than that, like, who's...
You had Alundra Blaze, right?
You already had... So who's... But in that Attitude Era when it was hot...
No, that's true.
Her feud with Sable was hot. She had played her part with Mark Mero and showed her tits, too.
Yeah.
Like, who else? And there's Terry Runnels.
Deborah,
who's not going in because of the whole stuff with Austin. I don't see it happening anytime soon.
Yeah.
So, Terry Runnels. Then who? Like, you know, like, Molly Holly was a little bit later. You have her, though.
Yeah. Victoria. Mickey James.
Like, that's the next generation, kind of. You know what I mean? Like, of that era, when it was hot, Ivory is the other one.
Yeah.
So, Ivory, Jacqueline, and Terry.
Yeah. And Molly Holly and Victoria.
That's kind of the Pretty Mean Sisters, basically. Is kind of...
Well, and when you... Yeah. Ryan Shamrock. No, not her. But
that's kind of like, so I'm like, okay, there's not, they want to put in a woman.
Yeah.
They want some diversity when they're putting it in.
Black. Well, she is,
and so is Godfather, right? But that is part of it. Like, they're always trying
to. I always think of him as, like, yellow and orange.
I don't know, it's kind of weird, isn't it? Yeah. But anyways, the point being.
Neon green.
Like, if you're looking for somebody, the women you have to pick from, it's like the men you have to pick from, you have a lot of people, like a Honky Tonk Man and Rick Martel and Rick Rude and you know, like, just
tons.
Beat Billy Gunn and like, all these guys.
New Age Outlaws, right?
Yeah, New Age Outlaws. Like, tons of these guys who you can pick from, and it's like every
British
year,
Bulldogs,
even after you put in some, you're like, oh, fuck, there's lots left.
Yeah.
There's just not that many from the women. Basically, if you had any sort of run where you won the championship once or twice and were on their TV for maybe 3 years straight as a woman, you probably qualify for getting in the Hall of Fame. That's all it is.
Well, yeah, that's all it is. And, I mean, that's... That, again, it's fine. It doesn't mean shit. It's the WWF Hall of Fame. It is what it is. But,
yeah.
I mean, I just, like... The whole point of the WWE Hall of Fame was to celebrate the past, and for me to celebrate... It's, again, the Bushwhackers, the Big Boss Man, the Birdman, Coco Beware... You know,
they have long since jumped that gun, though. They put in so many people that are worse than her. Worse than her already in there. And not to mention, as a female worker, she was actually good.
Oh, sure.
You know?
Oh, sure. But, and it's fine. There's nothing wrong.
Better than Stacey Keibler or Tori Wilson. We'll go in eventually, too.
Yeah. You Stacey know? Keibler would be, that would be the next one for me. It would be Keibler and Sable.
Maybe. I can see Wilson. I think Wilson or Tori Wilson.
Oh, sure. Tori Wilson as well.
Yeah, but same thing, though. Yeah. It's kind of like, that's my point, though. Let's say Terry Runnels and Ivory, right?
Mm-hmm.
Molly Holly. But all of these women, like Victoria. Yeah. Like, they're all going to get in because they all are, their names you know.
Yes.
Who were there. Like, Miss Jackie or Tori, the first Tori, you know?
Yes.
Like, they you don't remember.
Jackie Gaeta, no, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, and jazz, and Nicole Bass.
Like these, they're the ones they aren't going to get in because they just weren't there long enough. But if they had any tenure,
Muffy Mower,
yeah,
Michelle McCool,
Cherry, maybe Candace Michelle, maybe.
Oh yeah, I forgot about her.
But again, so it's not. Yeah. So anyway, so now we have the last person who's a great. Though this is somebody who should be in every Hall of Fame.
Yes.
And I think now is.
Yes.
And that's Stan Hansen.
Stan Laurin Hansen, absolutely.
That's a great one.
That is.
Even though he was really a territorial star and a foreign star more than a national star.
I think he's from America.
That's not what I'm saying. Oh. I mean, he was a star in foreign territories. He was a star in Japan.
Canada.
And he was a star in the territory days.
Right. California.
He wasn't so much a national.
Yes.
Like, he was never... Like, he had a run with Bruno. He had a run with...
Bruno and Backlund.
Yeah, exactly.
And I assume
And they wanted him to have a run with Hogan, but he didn't want to come in and do the job to Hogan while he was...
That's right.
...making so much money and so over in Japan, it would hurt his career then.
In the movie No Holds Barred.
That's right.
Stan Hansen.
Yes, that's right. He was.
And
he ended up actually doing a job to Hogan in like a minute in Japan.
Yes.
In like the late, early 90s, I think.
Yes, I think it was.
Which is weird because he wouldn't come in like 86 and do the job.
Yeah, do it, yeah.
But yeah.
But
in a competitive match.
I assume Bruno is going to be inducting him.
I hope so.
Who else?
I don't know. Has he ever gone through Bruno's gate or bushes? And
has he gone through the rabbit hole?
The rabbit hole, yeah.
To see, no, that's Larry Zbysko. Maybe Larry Zbysko can induct.
He could.
Can induct Sam.
He could be inducted by a lot of people. I can see JR. I can see like anybody. Like he's, you know, I can see a lot of people. But either way, that's a good one. It's like
that's a good one. Has some WWF connection, but really a star elsewhere.
Yeah,
in Japan, and I mean
that's
was
where
an,
he's
was
the
an AWA
star.
Champion, right?
He is arguably the biggest star in the history of Japan as a Gaijin, as a foreigner, right?
I think he's straight.
Gaijin, I think it was pronounced actually.
Oh, okay,
yeah.
What is that, like a Pokemon?
Yeah. But as a foreign star, an American star, he's probably the biggest ever. And what was it called? His tag team with Brody, it was the Miracle, I think it was the Miracle Power Connection. And many people think they're the best tag team ever in Japan, too. So.
Yeah. That'd be interesting. I mean, the door opens for Brody.
And then Gordy and Williams begin the Miracle
Violence Connection.
Playing off that. So.
Yes. Which, yeah. I mean,
we've heard rumors of Brody going in before. It'll happen eventually.
I think so. Yeah. I think
there's a lot of people eventually.
Yes,
like
exactly.
The bulldogs that you brought up, or you know, Martel, these people. Like it'll happen eventually.
Owen, but all these
I don't know
guys,
about that one. These you can always hope.
But you got Sting next year. You got Daniel Bryan as the headliner, right?
Pretty much for sure. Yeah.
So that's again another reason where you can do an Undertaker retirement if you wanted to, next year, right?
It is also possible we could see Lana with Rusev in her corner versus Brie with Bryan in his corner, and that's a way to get him on the card.
Could be.
At Mania.
Could be.
And just a one-on-one match that way, though he can't really do anything, but just him being there.
Yeah, that could be.
It looks now like Brie will be going until about SummerSlam, and then...
I still think that's a pre-show match, though.
Yeah, well, and then, even then, he's just in the corner, right? So...
Yeah. And most of the people will still be in line waiting to come in.
No, that was the other stadium. I assume this one is better run.
Oh,
have to be.
It would. Yes, it would
have to be better than run and leave the stadium.
That may be awful. That may be the most rage I've felt in my entire life.
I know. I had never seen you like that. You were literally just fucking.
It's right there.
Yes, run us through.
Just go. The fuck are you doing? Yeah, and then you get up to the front, and it's like, you gotta go over there.
Why? Yeah, it was awful.
They're right there!
Horribly organized.
Oh, Christ.
I don't know if it's like that for the football games, or if it's just a thing like this. But why would you have all these entrances to get to your seats?
No.
And then block off 80% of
it? I understand now when we went down what it was, is because you don't have these problems for football games, because we were essentially sitting on the field,
that's
on bleachers.
True. That's true.
So these things, it's the stadium itself doesn't only has enough, only has, say, like four gates to get down to what these bleachers were.
That's true.
And so that was the issue. It was still fucking stupid that
it's still
they
awful.
They then let people in earlier or do something, but you know what I mean? It just
badly
didn't,
done.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Any fucking way.
Doesn't matter.
Any other, finally again, talking now that it's, WrestleMania 33 is coming to Orlando.
Yes.
So, you know, a little bit closer to getting the producer to say we can go. But.
This is not gonna happen for this year. But what about SummerSlam?
I don't know, maybe. Maybe yeah, SummerSlam. Great. Maybe SummerSlam. I don't know if I get off work though, cause, anyway. But. With it, They're again talking about that same...
You'll get off work, motherfucker.
Restaurant.
Get off work.
Quit. But you're still same... They're talking about that restaurant in Universal Studios now being the World Wrestling Federation Hall of Fame physical location.
Interesting for TNA, who the tapes there. TNA, by the way.
Yeah, but by the
holy
time they...
shit.
By the time they build it...
holy shit, TNA. Yeah. 200,000 people watching your last show. And I think that was like your aggregate combined with the replay viewership was like 220,000
yes,
or something.
Yes, your all-time low for Kurt Angle's retirement match.
Just your ratings are going down instead of up on Pop. It's not people are finding you.
So I think you owe the president of Pop an apology.
Oh, yeah, because I said he's the biggest idiot, say 1.3 million or 1.5 or whatever. Yeah, like, they're...
Here's the
instead,
thing.
They thought it would be, okay, people just have to find us, then it'll build back up. Instead, it's the people that did find you don't give a fuck enough to stay.
No.
Like, and you're done.
There's
it's so pathetic.
Well, pathetic is a good word for it. The thing with a lot of this is, though, too, is, like, you talked about WWF looking to go aggressively after talent.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are going to have to start locking some guys up if they want to do it.
Yeah.
And WWF, I think, is banking on that because that's essentially the beginning of the end story of TNA.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they started to lock all these guys, the Flair and Hogan and, you know, they had, Foley, I think, was in at
Nash.
The time. Well, I don't think Nash was, Hall and Nash come in.
Yeah.
And you had RVD and Sting still, and then Jeff Hardy,
and
all that stuff when the night that Bret Hart came back, when you loaded that, when there was that head-to-head show.
Yep.
And, Desmond Wolfe, and you were starting to lock all these guys in, and you still had AJ and Kurt, and you're locking all these guys in.
Samoa Joe and the Dudleys.
Yeah. And then you're paying them. And you can't afford it. And then
You're not paying them slowly. Spike TV's paying a lot of those.
A lot of it, but enough that you didn't have enough revenue stream to be able to justify. So you're losing more money despite the fact that you went all in, and then they had the stupid idea of going Mondays. But the big part to me is the contracts and how you got all these guys in that essentially you knew you couldn't afford, but you thought we're going to take a short term loss because it's going to build up, and it doesn't. If ROH does that. And, let's just say Lucha Underground decided to go that way. I don't think they will. That, I think, is part of what WWF is banking on, the fact that they're going to lock these guys up, pay them a little more, and outprice these independents that, you know, like the Young Bucks are already...
The Young Bucks are already getting paid a lot.
Already thrown off the
difference
curveball.
Is they're young and they're an actual
and they're
draw
Bucks. Yeah. But no, but they're throwing the price curve off, right?
I know.
I mean, for the people like the Briscoes and such. So,
true. Now, Adam Cole's, when Adam Cole becomes time, right?
Yeah.
All of a sudden it's like, well, why the fuck wouldn't I get paid as much as these guys?
Now, no, that's not what he's going to say. He's going to say, why the fuck wouldn't I get paid as much as these guys? Bay.
And a little more.
Yeah.
Bay.
But, I mean, you've got all these guys that now, so, Can their business, I hope it can. I mean, it seems they're obviously clearly far and away number two.
Again, Joe Koff just mentioned, I think it was Sports Illustrated.
Jack's brother.
Yeah. Just had an interview with Sports Illustrated talking about how, they are looking to get another national deal like they had before. He's seen them go, and they're looking now to get more foreign markets. Especially if TNA goes out of business, then a lot of the, foreign markets,
India, UK, and different places
like that, that they have. That's where they're looking to, that's why they've upped the production values and qualities here.
Yeah.
And they're doing well. They're continuing to build momentum. They still have that strong relationship with New Japan. Like, so they're in good shape. Like,
yeah.
They're not,
Yeah.
Yeah. But, you're right. I mean, if there's a price war and they're caught in the middle of it, it could become, I think they're smart enough that they won't, but it would be easy to get caught up in that. And they've also had a little bit of a change in their booking committee now, as it appears Hunter Johnson, though he's still in charge, also now has BJ Whitmer and Christopher Daniels and Kevin Kelly kind of booking with them.
You know what? They felt that it all kind of went hand in hand. They didn't really plan on who's going to be on the committee. They just felt that, that last set of TV tapings sucked. So, Johnson, you're getting a BJ. It's just how it came through.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And one of them's named Kelly, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nails.
All right, so what the fuck were we talking about?
I don't remember. TNA sucks wiener.
Yeah.
The Physical Hall of Fame. The Physical Hall of Fame. I've been to this building that, because it used to be, and it called like, and it was an NBA Jam or NBA store in Universal Orlando.
I've been there too.
I've been there. It's not very big.
No.
So, like, I don't know. Restaurant, I guess, attached to it. So if they're talking the whole building, they could do that.
I'm sure they can do some sort of addition to it or something.
Well, if they're talking the whole building, I could see it. It's just one of those things that, I mean, why not? I guess is the short answer. If it's not going to cost a lot of money because it shouldn't.
No.
You should pay Universal Studios some rights. You could, like, some rent. You'd hire a few employees. And the shit would just kind of, take care of itself, right? It's
hopefully,
stuff behind glass, right?
Yeah.
And you could have the odd, it's Orlando, so it's super easy to get guys down there to sign shit. And, So, I don't see why not. And then maybe, again, it becomes successful, then you can build a bigger one. Who knows? I mean, but start there, why not? And I don't know why Vince has always been against this Physical Hall of Fame.
Because every time he's tried to do anything like a restaurant or anything that they physically held in any way, it's fucking failed.
Well, yeah. And so Vince always learns from those mistakes and never does it again.
He learns from his mistakes very well.
Yes. Yes, pal.
Yeah.
But I don't know why. I don't know.
Roman Reigns. Do you think there's anything they can do to get Roman Reigns cheered?
Yeah.
I do.
Yeah, I think so. You keep him off TV for a long time and turn him heel.
I don't think you have... Well, that's one way to do it. Yeah. I don't think there's anything you can do to get him cheered for WrestleMania. At WrestleMania, probably not. Though there might be a way to get him cheered is if you keep on beating him down, Look at the last time he got cheered. It was that he got beat down, screwed over, beat down, screwed over, beat down, screwed over. He snapped.
Yes.
Beat the shit out of Hunter.
Vince.
Bit the shit out of Vince, bit the shit out of Sheamus, and won the belt.
Yes.
And that was like a badass, I don't give a fuck anymore type thing.
Yes.
If they go back to that, if the main event of WrestleMania goes 7 minutes, and it's him for 7 minutes beating the fuck out of Hunter, and Hunter gets no offense, and he just spears him, Superman punch spears, and just beats the shit out of him, and it's a total squash.
Yeah.
I think the crowd would actually cheer that, because it'd be like, holy fuck.
Yeah.
You know, like, he's a badass. He doesn't give it. He's had enough. He's just snapped.
Yeah.
And that's what's best for business.
So that's don't let him talk.
Actually, I disagree. I think that's what's best for business, which is why I think that's what they should do. I think that's what Hunter should do. And Hunter should know enough because, but Hunter has undermined this guy. I don't think he's undermined him because he doesn't want him to get over. I think he's undermined him because he can't help himself trying to get himself over.
Yes.
So there's a difference?
Yeah, little penis.
Yeah, exactly. But if Hunter didn't have a little penis, that's what he should do. Because you're there for how many more matches you got in your Hunter? Right. You should, but we know Hunter, but he has a little penis, so he won't do this.
Yeah.
So he's going to want to have this great match with him, which actually isn't going to do him any good, because he's just going to be booed through a long match.
Yes, that's it exactly. He does need to come out and beat the absolute holy fuck out of him.
If he came
out... problem with it, though, the problem with Roman at WrestleMania for 7 minutes beating the holy fuck out of Hunter,
yeah,
is that NXT this time is the night before.
Yeah.
So if Hunter wants to come out and no sell it,
yeah,
it's
be
the
fine.
Night before. It's so it doesn't.
It's
the
easy.
Timeline doesn't really work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
and the thing about it is, if you look at it, he got cheered when he did that when he beat the fuck out of Hunter and he won the belt. And even the next week, he got cheered pretty damn loud. The crowd started to turn on him the second they said, "You're defending the title and you're going to be number one." And everybody went, "Oh, you're fucking trying too hard."
Yes.
Like, and then they did the way they booked the Royal Rumble didn't help either. But it was even before that. It was as soon as they announced it, it was like, it's inconceivable. You're trying too hard. It's just, we're sick of Super Cena.
Inconceivable.
Now, we're sick of Super Cena. Now we don't want Super Roman.
No.
Like that's not what they're looking for. But if he won, like, say he beats the shit out of Roman, like I said,
yeah,
Hunter, 7 minutes, and he gets offense for 6.5 minutes of that, or 6:40, like, just squashes him, just
yeah,
beats the shit out of him, and then wins. And then you get, like, Renee coming in the ring, and he picks up that belt, and he goes, says something to the degree of,
believe
they have
that.
They have taken this away from me before. Every time I've had this, is the third time. The last two times, I had it for a moment, they snatched it from me. This time, there's nothing they're doing to take it away from you.
You
can boo me. You can cheer me. I don't really give a damn anymore.
No, I don't.
I'm going to hold. No, let me finish. I don't really give a damn anymore. I'm going to hold this belt until forever because I'm the best guy in the ring now, the best guy who's ever been in the ring. Not only am I going to beat him, you can line them all up against me. Every single person you line up against me, I'm going to beat in 10 minutes or less. And then have him do that.
I think that's too many words.
I don't think so. My first time.
No, I think he just. I think he just comes out. He says, "Take this from me. You want this? You come fucking take it from me." And don't. I mean, give me a fucking beating. But just say, "You want to come in? You take this from me. You want to come in? Take it from me." And then just leave.
Line,
just
want to
come in?
You want to come? You want to come?
No,
take
talking.
I would say, line them up 10 minutes or less, everyone. And then I would separate the three or four people that you don't want to beat in 10 minutes. That would be probably Brock, Cena, AJ,
Kevin Owens.
No, I think you beat him in 10. I think you beat Kevin Owens. I think he beats Undertaker in that time. Or not Undertaker. I mean, Big Show. I think Bray Wyatt he beats in 10 minutes or less. I think Ambrose he beats in 10 minutes or less. I think, I think if you do that, and every time when he's done, he holds it up, he goes, 10 minutes or less. Nobody can take this from me. You know why? Kevin Owens, you want to come take this from me? What, you don't want to match with me now? What, you're afraid to take it from me now? Think of it as a cupcake. Then I know you'll want it. But you're not as good as me. 10 minutes left. Make him boastful. Make him braggadocious. Like Conor McGregor. But not saying too much. But just every time saying, I'm great. And talking about it. And give him an edge. That's not a heel move to say, I'm so great.
Make him wear a cross so he's Christian.
Give him a little personality. Part of the problem is he's so laid back, he has no personality.
Yeah.
And give him, don't make him tell jokes to have personality. Conor McGregor, Muhammad Ali, Floyd Mayweather, The Rock.
Yeah, The Rock.
All these people bragged about how great they were.
Yeah.
And you believed it. And part of the problem with Roman is you don't believe he's the best because
he is too laid back though.
He's too laid back.
Yeah.
But also part of it is, like, you could believe Hulk Hogan was the best because it was day and age.
Because he's the greatest professional athlete in the world today.
Exactly. It's a day and age where he always won.
And
in a day and age where the curtain wasn't lifted. People always want to cheer the guy who's the best. They wanted to cheer that Michael Jordan sold the most merchandise and was the most popular player in the NBA when he was on top. What? Goldberg.
He's a play on Goldberg, and that's what you need.
But like I say, Michael Jordan was the top-selling guy, right?
Yeah.
Like, Wayne Gretzky was the most popular and top-selling merchandise guy. Like, people are attracted to, and Hulk Hogan.
George St. Pierre.
They're attracted to greatness. And part of that is just saying this guy's great and him saying he's great.
Yeah.
And because nowadays, they know that it's a storyline and that you're writing and deciding he's great. So the crowd, part of the reason the crowd is cheering guys like AJ over him is because they're going, we can see he's better and we know now that it's fake. So we know now you're picking the guy who's not as good.
Yeah.
Whereas back in Hulk Hogan, it wasn't, the curtain wasn't lifted. People kind of knew, but they didn't really think about it.
You could play with the crowd more. Yeah,
yeah, exactly. So that's it. People are always just, they will always cheer the guy they think is the best. But in any sport.
Yes.
So that's the guy who's most over, right? So that's the thing. They just have him beat people and have him say, that's it. 10 minutes or less. Nobody can stand up to me. Why? Because nobody's as good as me. Proof? 10 minutes or less. Have him start to keep a count. If he beats the first guy in 7 minutes, say 7. Beats the next guy in 5 minutes, 12 combined. Beats the next guy in 8 minutes, 20 minutes. 3 opponents. Nothing. That's it. Brag. That will get him over. This is the problem. Vince would think this is heel moves. This is babyface moves.
Yes, yes.
That's the problem. Vince would think that's what a heel would do. But this is what a babyface would do to get over. This will get him cheered.
Yes. Yep.
All right, so I've laid out my theory.
There you go. So they will do the opposite.
They'll fuck it up.
Yeah, they will absolutely fuck it up.
And I want to talk about one last thing here. I don't know if you have anything else.
No, I don't think so. You wanted to talk about Ryback and Kalisto, didn't you?
No. But the Ryback's going to be on the show. The big guy. See, the thing, Addy, is, Addy, got to stop doing the show with Mo. It's not that I don't think Mo is fine. I mean, he's a fat fuck. But other than that, he's fine. Yeah. He's okay. But you're doing a show with another guy. You're always holding yourself back. It's big true. Guy Mo, knows. Mo you does, got to listen to me.
Mo does hold me back.
Addy, you got to listen to me.
It's because of the gravitational pull he has.
You are got to go and do the show by yourself.
Yeah.
2-hour talk show every week. Talking, rustling, just Addy. No Mo. Mo's fine. Let Mo do his thing. He'll be okay. But you can't be in a partnership.
I believe that.
You're in a tag team with Mo all the time.
I don't want to
talking,
tag team
rustling Mo. All the time, every week. You're hurting yourself. You're better than that, Addy. You gotta take the big guy's advice here and do like me and strike out on your own.
I'm sorry, I stopped paying attention.
Yeah, no shit.
Holy fuck. I was watching that the fucking Ryback, and it was like, and the producer's like, what the fuck is he talking about?
He's just going on
and
for
I'm like,
4 hours.
I'm like, this is awful. She's like, why are we watching? I'm like, I want to see how long he goes.
And she doesn't stop
and
for breath. He just
keeps
going.
And he's not saying anything. You're not a superhero. They have superheroes. I don't know about superheroes. You have a mask.
People think these little guys can keep on saving the world.
You're like Ant-Man. I'm an Ant-Man.
Fuck me.
Have you seen, speaking of superheroes, have you seen the new Avengers or the Civil War trailer?
I have.
The number 2?
With Spider-Man at the end?
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. All right, so I want to bring up one last thing, though.
Okay.
So Shane McMahon has come out, is being paid $120,000.
Money. Dada, bing, 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 dada. You get 120,000, but you're talking don't matter.
his, I thought they did a pretty good job on, like, his offense didn't look that good, but at least it was like knees and underhand punches. It wasn't overhand stuff. Like, it was hidden well.
Yeah.
You know, the camera showed it better, but live, like, underhand punches to the stomach don't look as bad as they do when the camera's right close in on them.
Yes.
So they just got to film it better because he's not. He's working with fucking George St. Pierre's striking coach, but people like Tommy Dreamer to get ready and put the masterful technician, Tommy Dreamer, to get ready for this match.
You know what? Shane McMahon is going to wrestle a slow, plodding, middle-aged man at WrestleMania. Let's put him with Dreamer.
That makes sense, actually, now that you've said it like that. But 120,000. So that's probably about what Aaron Neville, I'm guessing, is going to earn this year.
Or Adrian Neville.
Whatever. What I say.
Aaron Neville. I don't know much, but I know I love you. And that will let me be all I need to know. I don't know much, but I got 120,000, and I want all Bret Hart's best friends in the whole wide world.
But anyways. And he is.
I know.
That's a weird thing.
I know. He's a big wrestling fan.
But anyways, so Adrian Neville's probably getting about that.
Yes.
I'd say AJ's probably getting five times that for an entire year.
For a whole year, yeah.
And Neville's probably getting about that for a whole year. So do you think, pay-wise, that this is a fair amount for Shane? Like,
yes.
Yeah?
Given his place on the card. He's in it. I mean, does he deserve it? He, you know what? It's not even a matter of does he deserve it. He's Shane McMahon. Vince even said it on the, you're Vince's son.
Yeah.
And that's what he is. He's Vince's son.
It was hilarious with Vince McMahon coming out there. You could see Vince is thinking, well, tell them that I'm out of touch. And in doing so, they're going to pop. And that proves I'm in touch because I know I'm giving them what they want.
Yes.
And I'm manipulating them and they don't know I am.
Yes.
And then the rating comes in and it's no good.
Yeah.
And then it's like, no, you don't know what the fuck you're doing.
Turns out, you're a fuck. That said, his promo was funny.
That was funny, yeah.
You know. Your dad was God.
Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah, sure, Shane, 120,000, that's about what you think.
Yeah.
Yeah, for Shane McMahon.
Look, just like I say, I mean, sure. If AJ's making five times that, but he has to pay for his own travel expenses, same with Adrian Neville, so he's actually taking home.
Oh, is it fair? No. But is it reasonable, given the world? Sure.
So if you're the guys in the locker room, do you think they care?
No.
No?
Some might, but those are the ones that, those are the idiots like CM Punk.
Yes.
That, you know, were pissed that The Rock was, you know, it's like, fuck off. Your pay just went up because of that. Now, these guys' pay won't go up because of this.
No.
But their pay isn't going to go down because of it. It's not like, you know what, we're not going to bring in Shane McMahon. Here's an extra $5,000.
No.
They're not going to do that. Their pay is exactly the same no matter what. They, Adrian Neville or Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn or Dolph Ziggler or Alberto, they weren't going to fight The Undertaker.
No.
So their lives really are not impacted whatsoever.
If you're going to be upset with anybody, be upset with the booking being so bad that they can't get somebody ready for The Undertaker properly.
Yes.
Who's on the roster, which is what they should be able to do.
Exactly.
Because when they are advertising you'll find internet advertising and billboards and stuff around there. It is already mainly for Undertaker versus Shane. Which is hilarious because I keep on looking at that going, it's the Undertaker against a 46-year-old who hasn't been in the ring who's an executive.
I think it's hilarious that there's still billboards. But yeah, I know. It's on the advertising.
It's the number one push thing.
It is. Well, it is on TV, too.
Yeah.
I mean, Roman hasn't been around.
True.
And the part they don't care is because we got this really hot Shane thing. You know?
You know what? It's funny that one of the WWE's mantras for a long time, Vince McMahon in particular, is don't listen to the pop. Don't judge it by other things. Don't judge it by the pop.
To the crowd, yeah.
Don't listen to when Daniel Bryan's getting over and he's getting the yes chance. Don't listen to that.
There's a difference between a pop and money.
Let's say, yeah. The problem is, he was there when Shane got that pop.
Yeah.
And he felt he was enamored with the pop. He fell for the pop.
Yes.
Everything that he's always saying, don't do with like other guys.
Right.
CM Punk and Daniel Bryan and all these people. Don't listen to Matt Hardy, don't listen to the pop. It's not
RVD.
Don't be fooled by the pop.
Yes.
He was fooled by the pop.
Yes.
And that's, to me, very ironic.
Well.
But it's his son.
I don't necessarily know that he was fooled.
He's fooled by the pop.
I don't know if he's fooled by the pop so much as.
He thinks this is a lot more money than it is.
Yes, but I think he thought that before going in.
Oh, then he thinks it even more after that.
He might think it even more, but he's going with it. Yeah. And so, I just. It's like, this is the story. So, I was in my, and again, the rating, you talk about the rating, but the rating mirrors.
It's
really,
flat. It's flat. It's not up. Shane hasn't proven to move the ratings
but
more than this one time.
But it mirrors my interest.
Yeah.
Because I thought, okay, Shane O'Mac came in. Wow, Shane O'Mac came back.
It's like Becky Lynch. Crazy. It's flat. It's
flat, yeah. Shane O'Mac came back. Wow. I want to watch next week as well to see how the fuck they explain all this. Because Taker's coming, right? I want to see how the fuck they explain all this, right? I saw it. It was retarded. And then it's like, okay, I don't really care anymore. And so now they're going to have this match.
Yeah.
And so then they did the thing on Raw. Very well acted. Fine. Yeah. They did a fine. It was a fine job. What's this stuff about, though, Shane not saying stuff?
Shane, well,
he was supposed to say something to the effect that if he beats The Undertaker the next night on Raw,
he's going
to
fire
if they don't Stephanie quit, and he's Hunter fire
yeah.
them publicly.
And he forgot his lines again. And this time Vince didn't lead him into it. And yeah. It's, but I mean, again, it comes down to like, Ryan Ward.
Yes.
Right? Was in charge of NXT. Now in charge, is now part of the SmackDown.
He's on SmackDown. He's running on SmackDown now.
Everything's lining up.
Everything is leading to NXT taking over for SmackDown.
And him being in charge of writing it there.
And he can write it there.
Hunter being the guy. And Hunter having...
They're the authority figures of that show.
And Vince has... We've seen this in real life many times. Where behind the scenes, he likes to play people against each other, thinking he'll get a better performance.
Yeah.
And the idea that he can play Shane versus Stephanie and Hunter to get them both to raise both their games... is not inconceivable.
Inconceivable.
It's not inconceivable that that's his end game, because he still doesn't believe in NXT.
Oh God, no!
He doesn't believe in NXT as a
no
long term thing. But they want to show it, so it's interesting. I see it happening, and I think that's the direction they're going. And as a wrestling fan, this is good for me.
Sure, because NXT will be, you know, be 2 hours, and more. The problem is that as it gets to be good, Vince will want to touch it, and that's
he's the part shown that's in scary. The past. He's shown in the past when something is when he's being proven wrong with something and something successful, he likes to fuck it up so that he looks like he still knows what he's doing.
Yes,
he's as in his. What's the size of his penis?
Yeah, pow.
Today, jackhammer.
Yeah. It just looks small because his testicles are the size of grapefruits.
Oh.
So it's like a scale thing.
It's like when you fly a 747 into the Grand Canyon.
Yes.
Looks tiny.
Looks tiny.
But it's really huge.
Yes. Thank you.
You're welcome. All right. I think we're done?
I think so. I think we're done. I think that the watch is on for NXT taking over for SmackDown. I think I can officially start the countdown. The watch is on for me.
I saw it happening. I predicted it. It's just happening, I think, a little quicker. But this, everything's
all lining. The writing's on the walls here. Yeah.
All right.
So.
For OUT.
At We Talk Wrestling on the Twitter machine. Facebook.com/WeTalkWrestling. WeTalkWrestling.com. We are on iTunes, like Lucha Underground, Stitcher, the TuneIn Radio app. You won't find Lucha Underground on those things, but you'll find We Talk Wrestling, the greatest professional podcast in the world today. So, in the meantime, and in between time, that's it. Another edition of We Talk Wrestling. Good night, folks.
Stop recording?
Yeah.
We're off air?
Yeah, we're off
air. We're good?
Yeah.
All right, hey, man, you were great this week.
I know.
How was I?
Fat.